Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea today and any day, because I'll help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. And whether that means that you're in a love relationship that doesn't seem to be going very well, or you'd like to be in a love relationship. You know, it's one of those amazing, it's kind of like everybody who has curly hair wants straight hair. I don't know if guys worry about this, but women worry about it a lot. We spend a lot of time and effort and money and concern and tears and whatever on our hair. But it's just inevitable. If you have curly hair, you want straight hair. If you have straight hair, you want curly hair. And so people in relationships are wishing they were single. People who are single wish they were in relationships. You know, I think it's just, I actually did an interview with somebody who wrote a book called Pro and Con, which was actually an interesting book. And he had both sides of a whole bunch of questions, maybe, you know, 70 or 80 different controversial topics. And he would gather experts on both sides and have pro and con. And I had him as a guest. This was the year plus my aberration, my walk away from psychology, because CBS in San Francisco offered, KCBS offered me a magazine show. And at that time, I'd been in broadcasting for about, I don't know, maybe almost 6 years. And I just really loved it. And the question was, did I love broadcasting or did I love broadcasting psychology? And here was a perfect way to find out. They offered me my own show, 2 hours. I think it was from noon to two. Very similar to what I've got now. Except, and so for basically 2 years, I did news. And KCBS is and was primarily a news station. And so I would do, like, you know, nuclear, you know, stations and protests. And it was, I'm digressing a little bit, but I'll get back to the point, I promise. And I really hated it. I mean, they were lovely people, and it was really fun, except it wasn't. Because psychology, what I do, I think, tends to make people better and happier. News tends to make people miserable. And if you work for a news station, when you come in the morning, basically, even if you work for a talk station, if you go into the newsroom first thing in the morning, if everybody there is jubilant, means there's some disaster that happened. There's a hurricane, or there's a fire, or there's a plane crash. It's not that they're horrible people. It's just that their job is to report that kind of stuff. So for me, If you only get one life, which as far as I know, it's the only one I can count on, I just assume do something that makes people happy rather than unhappy. And I realize that's not always the case, that sometimes I don't make you guys instantly happy, but hopefully I'll make you better. So I know sometimes you're not very happy with me, but in general, I at least feel like I'm moving you in the right direction, even if you're resisting me, which is okay. It's your right to do that. So at any rate, so I was interviewing somebody who was doing pro and con. He wrote a book called Pro and Con. And believe it or not, there is a point to this. And I said, all right, I would give him a statement, and he had to come up with the alternative. And I said, the grass is always greener. And he said, I've never forgotten this. He said, insufficient information. I think that the clue, that he had to debate it in two words or less. Then he had. So I said, the grass is always greener. He said, insufficient information. I said, the world is an oblate spheroid, which of course is true. And he said, insufficient. I know, what was that one? Believe your eyes. I think that was three words. Anyway, so the point is insufficient information. If there's something in your life that you would like to chat with me about, and we can see if we can make you, if not instantly happy, at least potentially better, give me a holler. All right, 855-99-37569. And, as Doug Steffen never tires of pointing out, I'm the only real licensed clinical psychologist on the air that I know of. I mean, there may be ones in some market someplace that I just don't know about. But at one point, there were, I think I'm the second in the country. Toni Grant preceded me. She'd been on the air for a couple of years before I had. But she was on the West Coast, and I was on the East Coast. And at that point, there were not satellites, believe it or not. and so you only could be heard in your area. So she was first, I was second. I think Sonia Friedman was third. And then at one point, I think there were 83 of us, because everybody, there were not satellites yet, and everybody had their own psychologists. David Biscott was one, and there were Karen Blaker, there were gobs of people. And then there were, then I think there were about, at one point, there were about 10 of us. And then there were, then there was another little blip on the radar, and there was about, I don't know, maybe 30. I guess I should remember that about my career, right? that psychology has gone in and out of favor, but I've always been there. So I'm now the longest running and the only licensed one.
You've stood the test of time.
Well, yeah, either that or I'm just like a little cockroach. I know people say, oh, icon. And first of all, I'm too young to be an icon, number one. And number two, I don't know, cockroach seems like, you know, they're, do you know cockroaches are really prehistoric? That's why they're so ugly and awful.
I didn't know that, but that does not.
It makes some sense. Yeah, when you look at them, that makes a huge amount of sense. So, yeah. So I'm the cockroach. I don't know. There's probably a better way of describing me, isn't it? Maybe a classic rather than a cockroach, or a classic cockroach, one or the other. Anyway, if there's something on your mind, all right. So, so today is National Freedom of Information Day. Can you say Wikipedia? I don't know.
Yeah.
And National Everything You Do Is Right Day. And that's kind of a pleasant thought. I'm not sure that I would agree that everything you do is right. I would say you have everything you need to lead a happy life, which is a little different. I think we do make mistakes. But we're going to learn a lot more from our mistakes than we do from our successes. Because if we have any brains at all, what we're going to do with our successes is celebrate. Yay! That's great! Yay! Because they're fun. And when we make a mistake, it usually hurts. And so we figure out, all right, I don't want that to happen again. So what do I do differently? So it's not that I'm a fan of mistakes exactly, but we're going to learn a lot more from them. We're going to change more from them. We're going to evolve more from them. So I would argue that Everything You Do Is Right Day is kind of not, I'm not a fan of that, but that you have everything you need to be perfect and to lead a good life and a happy life is true. Okay, with a little education on the side. All right, in 1802, the Army Corps of Engineers was established, and they were established specifically to found and operate the Military Academy at West Point. How cool is that? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either, and I know somebody who's working for the Corps of Engineers, and the Corps of Engineers were kind of my my good news guys and my bad news guys, because at one point I lived in Massachusetts in Hull, which is a peninsula that's halfway between Boston and the Cape. And I lived in a 150-year-old house that actually the Archdiocese of Boston owned at one point, Cardinal Cushing had owned. And it was high on a bluff. It was really a wonderful house, but it had never been winterized. And it was on a bluff. There was nothing between me and Spain but water. And the cliff was eroding, like at the rate of about a foot a year. So it had been a huge cliff, I mean, what, 100 years ago, and now was, you know, my backyard is getting smaller and smaller. So we got the Corps to come and look at it. And at the time, I think they put up some minor riprap, which sort of slowed it, but didn't actually. And I went back there a couple of years ago, and they had, the Corps had done this fantastic job of putting up this huge, in, up to the top, instead of it being about maybe a 10-foot riprap wall, this was probably 75 feet. So they do good work. You just have to convince them to do it or that you're eligible for it. So Corps of Engineers, happy birthday, guys. This is an interesting one that has to do with the Civil War, that Sam Houston, who was the governor of Texas, got replaced by Edward Clark because Sam Houston would not sign an oath of loyalty to the Confederacy. Sam Houston was a stubborn man. I mean, you have to sort of appreciate him for, first of all, wanting to maintain the Union. Although I don't know that that's exactly. I think Sam Houston was just his own man and figured he didn't want to swear loyalty to anybody but Sam. But interesting thing. And the Ford Motor Company produced its 15 millionth automobile, the Thunderbird. We love the Thunderbird, averaging a million cars a year since the company's founding. This was in 1958. More to come. Love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. So shall I tell people a little bit more about what's going on in history? I suppose do that.
Go for it.
Except I just lost the place. Let's see if I can find it again. Hang on just a second there. Okay. Because there are actually some kind of cool things going on, if I can just find it. We'll just sing and dance in the meantime. Yeah, right. Okay, good. All right, I'm just getting rid. I'm just getting. I can't do that. All right. All right, Manny, sing for me for just a moment, would you please?
Oh gosh, you don't want me trying to sing.
I don't. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Here we go.
I have a terrible singing voice.
You do? Well, yeah. I thought everybody could sing.
Well, remember I told you before about how I have. People assume that because I have kind of this deep,
you'd have a great voice, that I kind of
have this Barry White type of singing voice, and
but you don't.
That couldn't be any further from the truth.
Well, there we go. So you're a soprano, huh? There we go. All right. So General Motors produced its 100 millionth automobile in 1968. So it took 10 more years for them to double what Ford Motor Company had done. I don't know what that means. The 100th million automobile was the Oldsmobile Toronado. Do they even make that anymore? I don't even know.
I don't think.
At one point, I knew a lot about cars because I wrote the used car game, but I don't know so much about them anymore. Although I was in somebody's Tesla over the weekend. Wow, that's a pretty cool car. Yeah. Did you know there are two buttons on that entire thing? Really? I mean, there's no ignition. There's no key. They have a huge, like, it's. I'm trying to figure out what the dimensions are. Like on them, they have a. Like a cockpit, what's the word I want? Dashboard. They have a dashboard. Mm-hmm. But in between the dashboard and the passenger seat is this, I would say, it's about this, like triple the size of a, or double the size of, 2.5 times of a laptop. And with a map on it that, I mean, you talk about a Google map, and it shows you exactly where you are. And then they have these little icons along the top. I mean, the whole thing obviously is run by a computer, and it can tell you how many, because, you know, it's completely electric. It'll go 230 miles on a car. It is relatively quiet because there's no engine. And it goes from 0 to 60 like immediately because there's no torque, right? And because if you look at the speed ratio of combustion internal combustion, it's at 5000 rpm. Well, this one is at whatever rpm you've stepped on the accelerator immediately. It's electric. It's either on or off. Yeah, I mean, it's a really fascinating experience. The wheels make more noise, the tires. And I guess because it's lighter, I don't know why, but it's a really interesting car. It truly is the car of the future. And they're now going to make an SUV, and supposedly it's going to be the fastest SUV in the world. Now, I'm not sure, somehow fast and SUV seem odd in the same sentence. Come on, children, buckle in. Mommy and Daddy are now going to go to Daytona. I don't know. Does seem a little weird.
The Oldsmobile Toronado, by the way, was discontinued in 1992.
I didn't think it was around anymore.
Yeah.
The Grand Ole Opry House, this surprised me. It didn't open until 1974. I've been there. It's really interesting. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, it has great acoustics. But it has, like, church pews. I mean, they're not terribly comfortable seats. I suppose that's rude. Richard Nixon and his wife, Pat, were at the opening concert. Doesn't say who did it. Probably Willie. Willie's been around forever. And here's something. Cinderella did very well over the weekend. I couldn't actually find the actual numbers, but I'll find them for you. And clobbered Liam. So Cinderella, Liam and Ed Harris turned into pumpkins. And Cinderella was magical, so how's that? Two movies that sought to capitalize on the Lambada dance craze. I don't think you're old enough to remember Lambada, and anybody who's old enough to remember it tries to forget it anyway. Lambada and the Forbidden Dance. And I think it was called The Forbidden Dance, The Dance of Love,
mm-hmm.
because it was viewed as so suggestive. And Robert Blake got acquitted on the shooting of his wife.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I mean, that was kind of part of, people kept muttering OJ underneath their breath on that one as well, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was, yeah, not neither of them are exactly shining stars in the jurisprudence system in Southern California, but what are you going to do? All right, can we look at, like, one of the people who wanted to be program director and tell me what kinds of things they wanted me to talk about?
Sure.
Probably not the Lambada, the Dance of Love, but maybe. Who knows? There's stranger things that could happen.
This one is from George. George says, Dr. Joy, please explain this psychological pattern. Quote, Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power, end quote. The quote is from Abraham Lincoln, it looks like. And George goes on to say, what makes one more likely or less likely to abuse one's power over others?
It's a good question. I think that certainly other people have said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. There is something about bullying behavior, isn't it? And you know, here's what I would come up with just off the top of my head, and maybe I'll have time to give it a little bit more thought. But adversity means you got to dig deep within yourself to figure out how to do okay. And I don't agree that everybody rises to the occasion of adversity, but many do, because you really don't have much of an option. And I guess with power, you have so many options that you're sort of overwhelmed by it. But if we look at the people who seek power, that seems to me to be the clue. I guess men do. Power really implies that you are completely defended against anybody. And that's therefore what the people who are most likely to seek power are those who feel most vulnerable. Because if you don't feel other people are a threat, then why do you care about power one way or the other? Right? Because for me, I mean, one of the reasons I'm not at all interested in power is it becomes predictable. If I can control everything, I know exactly what's going to happen because I'm in charge of it. And to me, that's just a bore. I mean, why would I want to do that? So, and the idea that I'll deal with whatever I have to deal with is much more of a challenge, much more fun, much more interesting, much more stimulating. So it seemed to me, and sort of trying to extrapolate from that, even though I realize I'm the wrong sex, to really talk about power. Although I know there are women who certainly seek power. I would argue that people who seek power feel vulnerable at some point, and therefore the more power they have, the more they feel that they can become invulnerable, and therefore it becomes corrupting. I don't know. There is something about human character, isn't it? And especially people who've been at the bottom. And that's a different phenomenon of... And that's pretty well documented. People who are abused, for example, as children become abusers. And that certainly fits within the philosophy I just basically laid out, which is if you feel vulnerable, then power becomes really important to you. So it may not be the power itself, but that the people who seek that power seek it for a reason. And so the reason becomes the motivation to lord it over to other people and be icky. I'll think some more about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Randy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm having trouble. I'm in the midst of a divorce, and something you were talking about the other night really rung true, and that's about how people in difficult situations can't get out.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're in the middle of motoring out if you're talking about a divorce, yes?
Yeah. I feel bad about talking about my wife, but she's been very difficult. I believe that there's a personality disorder involved.
How long have you guys been married?
Married for 10 years, and we were going together for almost 10 before that.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 47.
And how old is she?
She's 53.
Is this first marriage for both?
My first and her second.
Do you have kids together?
No.
Rather than trying to diagnose the issue per se, why don't you just tell me what the problem is that's making you unhappy? Does she want a divorce as well?
Yes. She actually filed for divorce against me, and I originally didn't want to.
How long ago did she file?
2 years, and we tried to make up during that time.
Are you living together at this moment?
No, she moved out.
How long has she been gone?
Not quite a month.
So she filed, but then lived with you for the next 2 years? What did you guys do in the 2 years?
I tried to you know, reconcile. I tried to make things better.
All right, so at this moment, when you say you're stuck, she's not there. She's filed for divorce. It sounds like if you don't do anything, are you in a place where it's no-fault divorce?
Yeah.
So if you do nothing, the two of you will be divorced. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when you say stuck, what specifically are you referring to at this moment?
You know, I've got a lot of legal things to do. I got to get my lawyer, you know, in order, and we're doing that. I need to find a new place to live. I need to get a better job. I need to get income. I need to clean
up. Okay. Don't do it like this. Don't do the, I have to change my whole life in the next 3 minutes, okay? Because you'll just, you'll panic yourself, which is why you're stuck. So let's pick, what's the housing situation? She moved out. Did the two of you own the house jointly?
No, she has it.
It's hers. Why did she move out?
Because
you wouldn't.
Well, this is where I feel problematic about talking about her because, you know, she felt threatened by me.
Okay. Well, whether that's real or not real, doesn't make any difference at this moment. She's not living there. The two of you are headed for divorce. Do you have any notion of reconciliation at this moment?
Sometimes I do, but I think it's better that we go apart.
So is that a no or a yes? Or a maybe?
It's a maybe because, you know, I still care about her, but I also know that, you know, we're never going to... If we got back together, it would be just trouble.
Well, so why are... I mean, so let's stay at that point, Randy, because that may be really the genesis of all the other uncertainty. Because I say, you know, do you want to reconcile? And you're saying, well, maybe. And then I say, well, you know, and so we sort of... I think that equivocation is going to cause you some problems because if you're clear that you're not going to give up, that this is the woman you want to be with and that you may have to wait it out. You waited it out 2 years, that she's not very happy. She's moved out. Is there a restraining order, anything legal at this moment?
No, they're not.
Okay, good.
I don't do that.
Yeah, and I would hope that you would not in any way trigger that, even, you know, because it creates such chaos. It's really not worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so on the one hand, if your thinking is, look, I've waited her out 2 years. She's finally taken a step to move out. But maybe if I wait a little longer, either I'll feel more strongly about it one way or the other. She'll reconcile. That dictates a certain basic. It's not stuck. It's just digging in. And there's a reason for it. That it's a perfectly reasonable strategy if what you're trying to do is just play for time. If you don't do anything, you keep a job that's relatively low paying and doesn't take much out of you because you have other priorities. You stay in the house because ownership is 9/10 of the law and there's no reason to find a place because that, you know, implies that you've given up. You don't contact a lawyer because why would you want a lawyer if all you're trying to do is have a holding action?
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if what you're saying is sad, lamentable, but inevitable, and if it's inevitable, I don't want to pull on the agony. So I'm going to do these things. They're not a whole lot of fun, but that's where I want to be. Then you take a whole different set of steps. But you can see why you have to make that basic decision before anything's going to happen. Because one set of decisions dictates doing exactly what you're doing, which is nothing. And I'm not being facetious. I'm saying if what I'm trying to do is just wait you out, what I do is dig in. The reason we get stuck is not the behavior itself, but the underlying decision, which is unmade. And as long as we're ambivalent, we're going to waver we're going to do exactly what you said verbally, is on the one hand this, on the other hand that. And as long as we're doing that, we're never going to move. because our wishes, our goal is what's going to dictate our behavior. And if we're unclear about our goal, then our behavior is going to be very problematical. So, and you don't have to decide. I don't mean to say that you have to decide about a relationship that's been 20 years in the making and unmaking in 3 minutes. But I'm saying that that's what, where you have to start.
Yeah.
And that's where, that's I think why you're feeling so completely immobilized is exactly as you're verbalizing to me. Well, you know, I really haven't given up yet, and I still love her, but I realize it's going to be hard if we're together. And even in the period of like 90 seconds that you went essentially 180 degrees. And you're going to do that, and as long as you're doing that, you're going to get stuck because it's going to feel really scary to do anything because you haven't really made up your mind about what you want to do yet.
Well, what I try to do is I say to myself, there's the part of my life that I love, and there's the crazy part. And the crazy part's bigger than the love part. And when that happens, that means we have to go.
Well, yeah, but I think it has to be a decision. I mean, you know, let me sort of back off a little bit and use, because it's something that I feel very strongly about, and you can see, I think, where the relevance is. Before you say to somebody you love them, it seems to me there has to be kind of a thread that goes through, which means a little bit of time. You can't, loving somebody at first sight is ridiculous. There's just no such thing. There may be lust with potential, but it ain't love. There just hasn't been the time. And there hasn't been the ability to evaluate both historically, currently, and in the future. So that's why I said it takes 6 to 9 to 12 months minimum to know that this is really a person to whom I can commit on whatever that L word means. And obviously different people have different levels and abilities to commit. So you have to have been through a couple of fights, a couple of misunderstandings, a couple of illnesses, a couple of jealousies, a couple of parties, a couple of rejections from your family or friends. So you can say, you know, in spite of all the Sturm und Drang, in spite of all the stuff that happens, in spite of all the vagaries of life, that there's a consistent, positive, intense feeling here. That I can, because it's happened historically, because it has withstood not a huge test of time, but some time, that I can project it into the future and say that it's strong enough, it's deep enough, it's consistent enough, and it's long-term enough to be able to project it forward. Well, I think the same thing is true about the lack of love or the end of love of, okay, I may have these fleeting thoughts. I mean, just as when you love somebody, you have fleeting thoughts of saying, oh, my God, they chew with their mouth open. And presumably when we've decided not that we don't love that person per se, but that there's no ability to go forward in any positive way, that we're going to have those brief moments of, yeah, but, you know, that cuddle, you know, when 15 years ago when he told me that I reminded him of, you know, a star in the sky and flutter, flutter. But then we can say, okay, yeah, but in the meantime, you know, he stomped on my dog, ruined my best frying pan, and cut, you know, great segments off of my hair when I was sleeping. This is not workable. And that's why I think paper and pencil are so useful, because they allow you to go back and forth and evaluate and saying, well, fun, crazy, probably needs to be a little bit more codified than that. And because I think I can help you with the cascade of where do I start about the house and the lawyer and the job. But you're going to have to make that basic decision of, I can't do this any longer, and this is why. And it has to, and that's why I think the positive on one side of the page, the negative on the other. So you're not upended by either. So you're not writing down, oh, she's the only one I'll ever love, and you know, I believe in marriage, and yada yada. And then that moment of, yeah, but you know, she set my diploma on fire.
Yeah.
And so you need to write them both down so you can look at them and in the final analysis decide, yeah, there's all this cool stuff, but, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore because this is just preemptive. Or, yeah, she irritates the living daylights out of me, but it's so much fun to be with her, and I'm willing to put up with the dark days because the positive is so... And, you know, it reminds me, I had a client once, and I said, you know, make a list, positive, negative, and if you have to, count them up. And she said, what if they come out wrong? Which I just thought was the cutest thing. I had exactly the same response you did, which is, you've already made your decision, just codify it so you know it. Because once you say, what if it comes out wrong, you've already made your decision.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that, to be as helpful as possible. Nikki, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Doctor?
I'm doing real well, Nikki. How am I going to help you, Cookie?
I listen to your podcast all the time, and I think you give terrific advice, so thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is about whether or not I do or do not say something to a sister-in-law who has made me extremely angry and upset.
Okay. Some situation.
So I have my husband has one brother and one sister, and last year, their 95-year-old mother fell and broke quite a few bones, got very hurt, ended up in the hospital, and then went to a rehab facility for quite some time.
Okay.
Now, previously, she lived alone. She was quite healthy and cognitively intact. But sending her home after that hospitalization, you can imagine, we had to set up quite a bit of help for her. So that was taken care of. But what happened was the sister, my sister-in-law, left for Florida a couple of days after the mother-in-law went home and had very little to do with setting up for her care or being involved whatsoever.
Let me just clarify. Sister-in-law could either be your husband's. So this is his sister.
Right, her daughter.
Okay.
Correct.
Right,
yeah.
Got it. Okay. Because it could have, in theory, been your husband's brother's wife.
Right.
Because that
no,
would also
no,
be
I'm
sister.
Sorry.
All right. I just want
that.
No, it was okay. I just wanted to know. So this is actually her daughter.
Right. Your her only daughter.
Got it.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Her only
got
daughter
it.
And the two
okay.
sons and myself, the family
okay.
that would have been involved. So I just felt like that was the entirely wrong thing to do. I mean, the brothers are supportive, but that's her mother, and I went through this with my own parents. I was very willing to help. I love my mother-in-law, and I'm the one in the family with a little bit of medical background, so naturally that, was helpful. But the fact that she just extracted herself from the situation entirely, I just couldn't understand it, having a really hard time getting over it.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If your brother-in-law, your husband's brother,
correct.
Had extracted himself, would you feel the same way about it?
Probably.
Okay, so this is not that the girls should take care of mom and the boys don't have as much responsibility.
No. I do feel like the daughter-mother bond is tighter, and often you do hear that daughters are the ones, but no, it wouldn't have made any difference to me.
All right, now what kind of interaction? So this, how long ago did this happen?
It was last December, November.
So calendar year, so a couple months ago.
Yeah, so she's been
okay.
home, and she's actually doing quite well. We've had people in there helping her, and we've weaned back on that.
Okay.
So what continues?
If she were here, if she hadn't gone to Florida, what would you see her role as being? Visiting, organizing, giving money?
A little bit of everything. Taking the woman out to appointments, which I've had to do on several occasions, overseeing her medications. She's definitely, the mother-in-law has definitely lost some abilities
sure.
since this happened.
Sure.
So we have to oversee her medications now, lay them all out on a weekly basis, reorder them, take her to her appointments, go in and speak to people at her appointments.
Okay. Do you have any healthcare worker involved with her at all, or just family?
We did initially. We did. We had, a VNA nurse and VNA therapist, and now she has these health aides that are going
okay.
and helping her with a shower and whatnot. And they go three times a week, and it's basically also just for somebody to be checking in and that type of thing, so...
Have you, has anybody, did your sister-in-law offer any sort of explanation about, well, gee, this has been planned, but, and I'll take over when I come back, or she just left?
No, she just left, and she didn't really even know exactly what the plan was going to be in terms of the health and home health help before she left that I'm aware of.
Do you have any sense of what the relationship between mother and daughter was previous to this? Were they tied or not?
No, I don't have a super good insight on that. I know they love each other,
Is the sister-in-law the baby of the family or the middle one?
No, the oldest.
She's the oldest.
There was no animosity between them. I will say that I don't think she spent a heck of a lot of time with her mother while she was here. We lived in the same town.
Because their relationships in theory, mother and daughter. I mean, in theory, although there's a book called My Mother Myself that suggests that the bond between mother and daughter is a competitive one for dad's attention, and it tends to be somewhat hostile, which is neither here nor there. So at this moment, what you're saying is what? What specifically would be the question at this moment to me?
The question is, I've had so much anger. I'm sort of past it now because it's been some time gone by, but I was really, really angry. I'm still angry and upset about it, and I want to say something. No one has said anything, including her children, which I have to say, she has 3 grown children, and they've been extremely helpful.
Well, maybe that's what she felt, is that as long as the kids helped out, that was the family structure, that she was sort of saying to them, look, I can't be there, so you need to do this in my stead. Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility, but again, I'm not sure.
Right. Let me ask you one
question. That doesn't help me feel any differently.
Well, all right, let me ask you, what was your relationship like with your sister-in-law before all this happened?
It was not close for years, and then it just so happens that the last year or two we've gotten closer. So, you know, we'd see each other socially every other month, I'd say, we'd get together. But I did feel closer these last 2 years to her than I had in the past, which was great. It was really great. So I don't want to lose that, and I definitely do not want to lose the relationship with her children, and I don't want any animosity in the family at all. So that's my dilemma.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we're about to run out of time in this segment. What I'd like you to do, can you stay with me over the break?
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, what I'd like you to do, you don't actually have to write it down, although you can if you want to. See if you can compose either a letter or a speech to your sister-in-law that says, we're not going to send it, don't worry, so you don't have to censor it.
Right.
I could just hear your stomach clench. About, we're going to pretend that I'm your sister-in-law, and you're going to tell me or read to me what you want to say at this moment, all right? And don't worry about censoring it, because we'll work on it together.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
So sort of just see if you can get organized with the understanding that you're not happy with her, that you think she let the team down, but you don't want to lose her as a friend, all right? So those are your 3 issues. Put you on hold, and we'll be back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.